everyone. We are going to get started with our post-race media availability here at Kentucky Speedway after the Quaker State 400 presented by Walmart. We are joined by our race-winning crew chief, Matt McCall, with the number one Monster Energy Chevrolet driven by Kurt Busch. This is Matt's first win as a crew chief in the Monster Energy Series. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic. And we'll start right up here with Kelly in the middle.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. So
thank you for calling it, by the way.
No problem.
Okay, go ahead now.
When Kurt joined the team, he signed. He comes over to Chip Ganassi. He meets all the guys, and you all, you know, get ready for the season. What did he say to everybody in terms of this season? You know, I heard something along the lines of he stood at the shop in front of everybody and said, "We're gonna win. We're gonna be winners," and that kind of pumped this team up because it had been a while since you guys had been to victory lane. So, kind of, how did he change the attitude of this team right from the start?
Yeah, I mean, he came in, and that was the goal from the very beginning. And he has a lot of credentials, right? So when he starts talking, he tells you, "We're coming in, we're going to win." It's definitely a confidence booster for sure. And he's almost delivered, and he delivered today. So it's been pretty fun this first half of the season.
I'm going to go in the far back to Mark.
Your thoughts on a race that you had in your hand that got away to a race that was gone and out of your hand to fall back in your hand? Complete flip-flop from last week?
Yeah, I mean, I think you call that racing luck, right? Today's scenario worked out where the caution fell, and I'm like, oh, no, we should have pitted. We're in trouble here. And it worked out at the end. I mean, I knew we had the car capable, and Kurt obviously can get it done. So when the caution came out, it just the seas parted and the Lord was with us because if you look at last week, we were on the wrong end of the stick there.
Can I follow up on the one of the things surprised me when that yellow came out? I didn't realize you guys had quietly picked up two or three spots, and you actually had sort of gotten within shouting distance. And I thought, wow, this car's a lot faster than kind of snuck up on a lot of people. Did you feel like, look, we had the fastest car at that point?
I did at the end of the race because, I mean, it seemed like for everyone that took that was doing two tires or fuel only, the balance seemed like it would go away quicker than ours was, and the four tires and our balancing would stay good for the long run. So I was pretty excited when the caution came out because I felt pretty good about where we were at speed-wise.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. On the box, did you talk to Kyle's crew chief at all? Were y'all in communication with the 42? Because he said he was committed to Kurt after the race. He was going to go with him no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, they talked on the spotter stand. Derek and Tyler, they communicated there, and Kyle had committed to pushing him. Because, I mean, I think you've seen on the restarts, if you don't have some push, then it's kind of hard to pass.
Come up here to the front.
Matt, I'm Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader. Walk me through what you're thinking those last two laps, what you're watching, just kind of what was going through your mind as all that was going down.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a blur, when we restarted fourth, and our restarts have been really strong tonight, Kurt's been able to really get through turn one right out of the gate there. And I felt like I'm not sure exactly what happened to 22, but when we got to the outside of him, I felt like it was game on then for sure and a pretty good chance at it. So.
Any additional questions for Matt? We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Matt, what one crew chief was saying, your call in the first stage going to no tires was kind of caught them off guard and thought it was a good move in keeping you in that track position. Can you kind of talk about that and just kind of how you, what you were doing tonight to kind of keep your car in a position to allow Kurt to do kind of what he did once the last caution happened?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure y'all have watched these races as much as we do each week, and we've our struggle's been in traffic, and I felt like this week with the minimal tire fall-off was going to be even more important. So we'd sort of committed to start the race that that's what we were going to shoot for, is try to win the first stage if our car is capable of doing that. And when you're running your fastest lap on lap 20 or 25, it makes the decision a little bit easier. But then when you see cars start having right front issues, you start to reconsider your strategy for sure.